This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. It is a delight to have you here. I've heard a couple different versions of the forecast. Everything from it's going to start raining tonight and
rain is on the way
steadily over the course of the next 5 days to, you know, some places might see some light rain. I'm hoping it's not a major downpour, but it is nice to have some rain.
And a bunch of rain. Let me see here. It looks like a bunch of rain into next week, too.
So much snow. Did you hear about the mother and son?
Yes. Is it Kirkwood? I think it was.
So awful. Yeah. Just so much snow.
Yeah, but there you are, due to doing.
Yep.
And the
roof lets go.
Snow on the roof drops onto them, and they
said it was like a trailer of just.
Oh.
I know. Oh, it's just horrible.
So yeah, rain on the way. They're saying tonight is the rain for San Francisco.
Okay.
According to this.
Like late tonight or?
7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So maybe it'll miss the evening commute. But most of the rain in the forecast is next week, Tuesday through Friday.
Oh, really?
For next week.
Wow.
That's these apps. You know these apps.
Yeah, that'll change by this afternoon.
Right. What can we?
I know. Well, you know, look, we'll take the rain. And I love that we're getting snow. I mean, that's, you know. Oh, did they go and measure the snowpack?
37%.
Oh, that's all?
Well, I mean, it was only a couple days before they went and remeasured.
Right.
And they were at 23% before, so that's
it's
you
better.
Know,
that's
a bump.
Sure. We'll take every snowflake. All right, here we go. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. All right, salad, SALAD, salad. Text salad to 72881 by the end of this hour for a chance to win $1,000, just like John and Dolores did yesterday. 12 winners a day, $1,000. Text SALAD to 72881. One lucky winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. This is Alice's 12K a day national contest. 72881 is the special number. You need to enter this contest. SALAD is this hour's code word. Amazon Fresh is hiring in Brisbane. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at amazon.com/freshbayjobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Okay, Hooman, are you ready for the mountain?
Yes,
okay.
I can't wait.
This Icelandic actor and super strong human, his name has letters in it that don't exist in the English alphabet. one of them is the B/P. It's like a tall line that could be a B or a P. I don't know. So his name is something like Hafþór Björnsson. Something like that.
Yeah.
You still follow him on Instagram?
I do, yeah.
Is he still interesting?
Yeah, I mean, he's constantly, you know, breaking records and...
He's so strong.
Mm. Yeah.
Manly. Anyway, this... we'll just call him the Mountain. He's the Mountain from the Game of Thrones, the one who's like a zombie now. Remember, he squeezed Prince Oberyn's eyes out of his head? That was great. Squashed his whole head.
He just threw 56 pounds over a 20-foot bar.
And was that a record?
Yeah.
He just broke the deadlift world record.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I guess that's just you get it up off the ground somehow. You don't have to get it over your head, do you?
I don't know what it even is.
I think
you just lift it up off the ground.
Straighten your legs? Is that it? You just have to lock your knees out?
You just have to have gotten it off the ground and lock your knees. He did it so easily that he even nodded and sort of smiled at the crowd as he was holding the thing up.
And then his arm broke.
No, he broke the record. He did it successfully.
Oh.
Any guesses on the weight? What can the strongest human lift?
1,100 pounds.
It lifts less than that.
Oh.
It's at 1,041 pounds. It is still half a ton, but he just got into the world record books. Let's see. This was the 2018 Arnold Strongman Classic. Bjornsson set a world record for the raw deadlift with a 1,041-pound lift.
It wasn't that far off.
No.
How much was it again?
1,041 pounds.
Oh, and what did you say?
I said 1,100.
Yeah, you were close.
Here's the video.
It will be 1,100 someday, right? They got to keep breaking this record.
Well, yeah.
By the way.
Oh, that's God. It. Look at all that weight.
That's incredible.
See all the judges around
there. All right, here he goes. He rolls it toward him. Oh, even the bar can't.
The whole bar is just.
And he stands up.
And there it is.
And then he nods. Yes, I did it. Boom, drops it.
Is it called Arnold for Arnold?
I don't know.
Yeah, oh, it absolutely.
Yeah, it doesn't say Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is, well, because you don't need his last name. He's
just
Arnold.
Arnold Strongman Classic. By the way, I guess one of his competitors, his face burst open and blood flew out of it.
I'm not surprised. These guys often, you see it in the Olympics, they'll throw the weight over their head and the wrist breaks or something. These guys are, oh, his lip just, did he bite his tongue
see,
or something?
See.
No, I
let's
think
see.
His nose bled.
So he's trying to get the thing off the ground. Here he goes, lifts it, and
oh boy!
No, it's from exertion. Watch it's this. Too much.
This is him throwing.
Oh my God, that's man. Brutal. That is brutal. I can see why some people like that. People love that. That's just a, that is just an artery yeah. breaking or whatever.
I don't know what that is.
That is just. That is just, that's some serious strain.
That guy's
disturbing.
Great.
Yeah, he's a mountain, all right.
Good for them.
Yep. Half for Bjornsson. Can someone who can speak Icelandic or Nordic or whatever the hell language they speak tell us how to pronounce this guy's name?
Why don't you ask your kid?
I know.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's the only guy I know.
Call home.
Type it into
he's not
Google.
At home. He's at Berkeley.
I'm trying.
Oh,
hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, see if they can. But you can't type it in because we don't have that letter on our keyboard. It's a B. Like picture a B that now has a P tail on it too. It's
right.
just a long
Here's
straight
what
line.
Somebody posted.
Okay.
One more time. Give me a sec.
Hafthor.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Hafthor. Whatever.
Hafthor.
Good for him.
Now we are going to jump into the world of Tommy Lee.
Oh, I saw this morning.
There's a lot of last time we had really heard from him. He was getting engaged. He's engaged to some little hot 23-year-old or something. In the meantime, he's got a few ex-wives, and I've got stories about both of them. In this.
Oh, really?
So we'll start with Pam Anderson, his ex-wife. They have two kids together. They have a 21-year-old, and I want to say like maybe a 19-year-old. I mean,
yeah,
the kids
they're pretty
are
close
they're
in
pretty
age.
Two boys, right?
Two boys. Brandon is the older. So here's a picture of young Mr. Lee. So Tommy Lee got into a bit of a Twitter war with Piers Morgan day or two ago. I didn't even get to this story because it was, you know, it's like, okay, so what? So Tommy Lee doesn't like what Pam Anderson said in an interview with Piers Morgan. So the exchange went sort of something like this. Because she had gone on to say, you know, yeah, that guy was abusive. And wasn't the story something like she was holding one of their babies when he was kind of beating on her?
Well, Eminem has that in his rap.
What does he say?
One of his raps about Pam and Tommy, and he just kicked her. I don't even remember the words, but that was the era.
Mm-hmm.
When that was going down, it was when they were together, and it was very widely known. And
yes, I mean, I didn't know about the Eminem thing, but it had been... This is not the first time that she's revealed it. So she opened up about their abusive relationship in a Piers Morgan interview. And he went on Twitter and wrote, "At Piers Morgan, your interviews with Donald Trump and my ex-wife are pathetic. Think she'd find something new to discuss instead of rehashing old bleep, but I guess she has nothing going on and needs attention. Signed, The Abuser, who she texts every day and asks for me back." Oh. Tommy was married to Pam Anderson for 3 years in the mid-90s, and he was referring to comments made by her in the interview about how their marriage came to an end after he assaulted her. He served 6 months in jail after pleading no contest to the charges, but was clearly still unhappy about his past misdemeanors being discussed on the program. Tommy said, "I suggest you don't interview her. Are you that desperate for people to interview? She has literally nothing going on, so she brings up old drama for attention. I'm sure there's some people better worth your time. Lovely to hear from you, too," because he had written back and said, you know, take it easy. He wrote, "Morning, Tommy. Lovely to hear from you. I'm not responsible for what..." Oh, sorry, he's English. "Morning, Tommy. Lovely to hear from you. I'm not responsible for what Pamela told me about your marriage, so I suggest you take it up with her. I like Pamela, and I like you. If you fancy doing an interview yourself, I'd be happy to let you have your say. He didn't reply. Tommy didn't reply to Piers directly, but he did tweet, everyone wants to give you their 2 cents. It's like, I don't need a pocket full of change. Thank you very much. Keep it moving. So now it looks like on Monday night, his son punched him in the face. So as much as I was just like, oh, I just don't even want to do the story.
But wait, there's more.
Yes, but wait. It goes on.
Wait for it.
So I guess that the son and the father, Tommy Lee and his son Brandon, were, you know, he was arguing like, don't say anything about mom. You know, you did hit her. Whatever he had said, they got mad at each other. And it looks like Brandon punched him in the mouth. That's did I send you that picture? I have the picture
no,
somewhere.
No, I just have the picture of the son. And,
it's minor. And, he's got a puffy lip there.
And a hairy nose.
And weird hair all
well,
around.
The photo is right up his nose. I mean, we all have hair up there.
He posted a picture of the damage and said, quote, my heart is broken. You give your kids everything they could ever want in their entire lives and they can still turn against you. It's not clear if that was his only injury, but he did end up going to the hospital, and he's saying he's going to press charges.
Really?
Brandon is telling police, my dad was drunk, and I was acting in self-defense. Police were called to the house and took a report, and Tommy told him that Brandon may have access to guns. No word officially if this was about Pamela, but TMZ is reporting that it's because they... because of the tweeting with Piers Morgan. So he posted that he also, as he was ranting and raving about Brandon, Brandon's got a room at Tommy's house. And here's a little video of that.
Oh, yeah, there's really no audio to it.
Oh, but. Okay. So it's a mess. It's, you know, but it's not the worst mess you've ever. I mean, it looks like a kid's room.
Yeah, there's only like dishes and
right. There's some clothes on the floor.
Around. Yeah.
Stuff, and but he was basically saying, "Yeah, this is how this kid keeps his life." Blech. Like, oh wow, that seems like a harmonious family.
Well, what did we expect?
I don't know. Really.
I mean, this is from the couple that famously shot those movies that we've all seen.
Love you, babe.
In fact, that's right prior to the boy being made, right?
Yeah. In fact, I believe that she said as she's holding his man area. Yeah, she basically said, for our future kids, here's what mommy gets to play with. And she's waggling there. I think they're in a drive-through line.
Was that audio
McDonald's.
Mom is a lucky camper?
Mom's a lucky camper.
Huh.
And you're lucky kids. Heather Locklear is another of his past
ex-wives.
Yeah. last week it was reported... that she and the police had to be summoned to her house because she was in a fight with her boyfriend. And I want to say that the daughter was there, and was she the one who called the police? I'm not sure who called the police, there was a whole thing.
Right. Oh, no, it was the brother.
Oh.
It was Heather's brother that called the
right,
police.
Right, because she was in a physical altercation with her boyfriend. So it was, you know, that was rough, but you thought that was it. There was a mugshot. She was arrested. The whole thing happened. The daughter took off to spend a few days in Hawaii to decompress. Ava, is that her daughter's
yes.
name? But it looks like the police went back to her house on Tuesday, yesterday, looking for a gun. I guess that they had a search warrant. They went inside the house. They were there for a couple of hours. They were searching high and low. She lived in Thousand Oaks or lives in Thousand Oaks. What triggered the search warrant, law enforcement officers say that when Heather was arrested last week for felony domestic violence against her boyfriend, she told the cops, if you ever come back to my house, I'll shoot you.
Yikes.
So they were like, we need to get that lady's gun. During the investigation, they did discover that she has a handgun registered to her name. It's one that she got in 1985. Cops didn't find the weapon. And so in this extensive search that they did, nothing turned up. So we don't even know where this gun is that she has registered to her. She was not home during the search. She's currently in a medical treatment facility. She was extremely intoxicated at the time of her arrest. So
what's her thing? Is it pills?
Oh, I
booze?
Don't know.
Pills
we don't know.
And booze.
Oh, pills and booze.
Mm-hmm. What pills is she on? Do you know?
I don't know. Opioids. What's everyone else on?
Right. Everyone who's addicted to painkillers.
Well, Percocet and Vicodin were always pretty famous. Those, none of those are opioids, are they?
I don't know drugs.
Yeah. I don't know drugs either.
I don't either.
They Brian, might be. I thought it was the Oxy family that was the
right,
opioid.
The Oxy ones are the newer of... I remember hearing people say they liked Vicodin and Percocet when right. we were young.
Yeah, I don't know what's in
those. I never took them, but I...
What's the base for... Are you looking it up, research department?
I'm looking it up. What I've been hearing mostly on KCBS is fentanyl.
Oh.
That's the big
because
one.
Those... A couple weeks ago, three guys died on the street,
there's been
right?
a bunch of overdose.
Oh, all over right.
The
like there's bad... And there's... I heard that there's bad batches of that stuff in town here. I don't... Well, whatever. Listen, kids, stay off drugs. Seriously. It doesn't... It just isn't worth it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hooman.
Yeah.
Movie Pass.
Oh, it's killing it, isn't it?
Well, it's a little bit creepy, actually.
What do you
listen
mean?
To this.
I have a friend who is going daily.
Well, it's a great deal. You pay
going to the movies every day?
Daily.
Well, why wouldn't you? Every movie's free.
Yeah, if you have time, I guess.
He's telling me he goes, I'll sometimes just go in and catch 20 minutes.
Might as well.
It doesn't matter, I guess.
Go in, sit down, catch 20 minutes on my lunch break, and then go back to work.
Wow.
So for, you know, $8 to $10 a month, you can sign up for this movie pass, and it is just that. You can see, if the theater's participating, and most of them are, you see unlimited movies. And so I think consumers were like, well, what's in it for the company? Like, because they're apparently, movie pass is paying for these tickets. Like, it's not... Yeah. You know, these movie theaters are getting reimbursed somehow. I don't know if it's a percentage or whatever it is. But they're, you know, they're tracking you and they're tracking your habits. And they're not just tracking the movies that you go see. Mitch Lowe, who I guess is one of the people that Chris Kelly's invested in this with.
Yeah.
Mitch Lowe says, we get an enormous amount of information. We watch how you drive from home to the movies. We watch where you go afterward.
Does Google Maps. So does Facebook. What else?
Except that you've just purchased, they're going to use that information to, I don't know, put your name on a billboard somewhere so that you go in and get a hamburger at this joint. TechCrunch says these advanced location tracking features aren't included in their privacy policy. Instead, it mentions a single request when you select a theater, which will be used, quote, only as a means to develop, improve, and personalize the service. They say it's actually puzzling that this guy talked so candidly about location tracking. He made his remarks during a keynote at the Entertainment Finance Forum last week. Data is the new oil. How will MoviePass monetize it? That was the name of the presentation. He bragged about the kind of data that MoviePass can access. We can get an enormous amount of information, including addresses, which can be used for demographic information. Hackers are probably delighted to find out that MoviePass is getting all that information.
Wow.
Lowe said, our bigger vision is to build a night at the movies, which includes helping customers plan their whole night out, including recommendations for having dinner before or after the show. To do that, we would need to access your location. MoviePass, of course, would be getting a cut of your night out. They're also saying, though, that we do not sell the data that we gather. We use it to better inform how to market potential customer benefits.
They don't sell it yet.
They say we will not be selling it. So
To
me, that was like the only value in the thing for the company.
That's
like,
what databases
are for. So they're saying if you're worried about the privacy implications, you can just avoid MoviePass for the time being or try to limit location data collection by going into your phone's settings apps. Like there might be something you could select there that would not allow them to, you know, use location services. But I thought that was a little bit, that was interesting.
As of February 9th, they have 2 million subscribers.
Hulu's got something new, and they say this is going to be kind of the wave of the future. They've got an interactive ad. If you watch the Tomb Raider trailer, which is available on Hulu.
The new Tomb Raider.
If you watch the trailer for it, which I assume it's not even out yet. If you watch the Tomb Raider thing, you can actually select buy tickets for this movie. So it looks like, according to this screenshot, they are partnered with Fandango. They pull up your local theaters, tell you the movie days and times that it's available. You can purchase right on your television or your laptop, you know, wherever you're you're accessing Hulu from. And they say that this is going to be the interactive ad. So this is basically interactive. You're watching a trailer. Oh, I like this. Here's an option. Click here to buy movie tickets
Facebook
for this.
Facebook already does that.
Yeah, but I'm not watching shows on Facebook.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
I'm watching shows on Hulu. And if suddenly there was an option to, you're watching a trailer for a movie you're interested in, you can pre-buy your tickets. I just think it's great. They say this is the way ads are going to go. And it makes sense. Like if you were watching something on television late at night, say, an infomercial, and there was a way that you could click, you know, with your remote.
Oh, my God. I would be buying all kinds
of
crap.
No kidding. I'm always grateful that there isn't that.
I know. Like, I always go, you know what? I want to try that out. I do a review on that. But my credit card's all the way downstairs.
Yep. But so you'd already be set up, right?
Yeah.
And there's no option to click right on your TV.
Oh,
I mean, it's amazing what they're going to be able to do. So anyway, I just thought I'd tell you about that because I've thought that's the way things are going to go now.
Do you have the movie pass?
I don't have it.
You used to go at least once a week,
didn't you? And if someday my yard is finished, Vinny, I will start going to movies again for sure. I like that. I love going to movies and kind of knowing what's out right now. I haven't gone in forever. Yeah.
Just from a layman, and I am, I saw a picture of your yard and it looks perfect. What possibly more could you do to that thing?
There's a lot. There's
You're
quite a few things.
You're just showing us the stuff
just
that's
showing
done.
You some finished stuff. Yeah. We still have a long way to go.
Show us some unfinished stuff.
Okay.
I mean, it looks perfect.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you. I tried to set it up so you could
looks
see like where you could have
you
your
see,
wedding.
Like at a Golden Gate Park.
No, you know what it looks like? The inside of someone's house. It's not, it doesn't even look like it's outside.
Oh, thank you. I'm very, very much into it.
I'm looking at it going, that doesn't even. There should be
I put a bunch of pictures up on my Instagram, Clarky Clark. We want more followers on Instagram. Follow us. We're a little jealous that Alice has so many more followers than we do. So everybody who's got Instagram, please follow Clarky Clark, Vin Hassan, Uzette, Human TV, Brinny Boy. You figure out the spelling. We all follow each other.
Vonda.
If you follow one of us, you can follow. Yeah, Vonda Wizard. He runs our Looking Glass every day. We still have a ways to go. And plus, you know, I haven't, only 10% of the stuff is planted too because it's been winter.
Right.
So.
Well, it looks good from what I can see.
Thank you, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
So many stories, including how to clean that water bottle you reuse all the time, the most popular pets, noises we make, and more after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, Wednesday hump day. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. We'd like you to get a little more happy with a visit to the Disneyland Resort. Get more laughs, more memories, and more fun. Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697 wins a four-pack of two-day, one-park Disneyland Resort tickets and gets in the running for our grand prize getaway to the Disneyland Resort for four. More chances, 11:30 and 4:30. But right now, we'll take caller number 97. Vinny, you can vouch for how amazing Disneyland is.
I can. I just spent 2 days there. And actually, I got to go over to the California Adventure side for the Food and Wine Festival and ended up enjoying all the different foods they have on offer.
Mm-hmm.
They have so much good stuff. So I want to say it was on a pita thing of avocado and hummus.
Mm.
Oh, my God. It was so good. There was sliders with avocado on them.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Delicious. Then we went to the artichoke carbonara.
Oh. Mm.
It was so good. And then there was a watermelon lemonade. In fact, I even Instagrammed
that
it. It was
delicious.
So good.
It's
just this pinkish, yellowish, so refreshing and ice cold. And it was, I want to say it was 85 yesterday there.
Oh, wow. It was a hot one yesterday.
It was warm and like 80 the day before that.
Well, welcome home. It's 50.
Right. But yeah, Disney is as great as you remember it, and they're improving it all the time. And coming is the Star Wars thing.
So exciting. That's Star Wars nerds are going to be
that's the big
all
stuff,
over that.
Yep.
Amazon Fresh is hiring in Brisbane. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at amazon.com/fresh. Fresh Bay Jobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland. Highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For March, check out Oakland's Uptown.
All right.
The Bay Sunnyside.
Uptown.
Funk you up.
That's where you got your hair done, right?
That's it. Bebo Salon, everyone. It's on, I believe, Broadway.
Bebo on Broadway.
Yeah.
In the sunny side.
Right. Here's what's happening. Okay. We'll begin with, I wanted to start with this story because it's local and because this building, and actually that part of town has made the news so much as the Millennium Tower continues to sink, from what we hear anyway. The Salesforce Tower continues to be the tallest building in town.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to end as there's building everywhere.
Oh, are there going to be taller buildings
yeah,
than that?
I mean, there's building. I mean, if you drive around, right. the cranes are everywhere.
Yeah.
The building is.
Do we know how many more they plan to put down in that area?
I do not know. I was at the Salesforce Christmas party, and I met a dude who was an architect here in town, and he was saying there's building planned everywhere for years to come. Mm.
And, where there's open space.
Yeah, it's they're very busy.
It's going to, the skyline is going to be so different in the next few years.
That's
it
right.
is, but I'm glad people have jobs.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah.
Well, actually, the guy I was talking to, that was one of the questions I asked him because he said he's a San Francisco native. Mm-hmm. And I said, so how do you feel about changing the skyline the way you are when you know that most San Franciscans are super bummed about it? And he said, right, but I'm an architect. I love it. And
yeah.
I went, all right, well, there's an answer.
Making history, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But one of the buildings is the Salesforce Tower that we've all heard about. Some people call it a middle finger. Some call it a giant
penis.
Phallic symbol of kinds, sure. But so that shape of that building.
Yes.
Apparently, as you read about sort of architecture in general, they say, you know, the old buildings, the square ones that look like refrigerator boxes mm-hmm. that people go, boy, that really looks great.
Yeah.
Those were, for one reason, they were easy to clean.
Oh.
Think about a yes. building that curves in. How do you do it? They had to come up with special custom-built robotic arms.
Oh, wow.
To help keep the windows clear and clean on a building that goes
that
in like
that. Curves in, right. How funny.
So they had to come up with, you know, here's the design. Sounds great. Now, how do you clean it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's figure that out, too. Pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah. I love stuff like that, you know. Things you wouldn't even consider. But, of course, someone had to invent that.
About cleaning 61 floors worth of windows on a massive tower. You've got to come up with your own tool to do that. So they had to invent the BMU, the Building Maintenance Unit, which is a tool made to clean the curved building.
How neat.
Trippy.
Maybe each of the windows could have just had its own windshield wiper.
I think that's kind of what that thing does. It's
funny.
Pretty cool stuff.
Looking at a report here, it says about 14 big buildings are being built in San Francisco. Downtown.
And does it say if any of them will be even taller than the Salesforce Tower?
I think that what the guy
said to me when I said, oh, the Salesforce Tower is the tallest building, he said, not for long.
Oh.
I think that was his.
I wonder how much taller it'll get. That thing is a behemoth.
I don't know. I do like skylines, though. Mm. And there's no doubt when you're the Bay Area in general, as you're flying home, which I just did, all the different stuff. The waterways, there's the bridges, there's the skyline. Mm-hmm. You just go,
it's so cool.
Oh, I love it here. I'll never leave it again.
You know, we're so lucky. We are lucky to live where we do.
So, three household items you can use to clean your water bottle. You know, we're all carrying around water bottles now that the plastic, it has to go out. We have to stop that.
Mm-hmm. I have those glass ones with the rubber outer. Hooman has one too. Yeah. I don't know what the brand is, but they're nice. I like them.
Rubber water bottles you use?
So it's sort of soft on your hand and, you know, it's a little
bit
tacky.
He's like, you're going to make you move.
Oh!
Yeah, that's it.
Life Factory.
What is it?
It's called Life Factory.
Life Factory?
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry.
But there's all different, but that's a pretty.
Life factory.
Common thing now. It's the glass bottle with a plastic, hard plastic top and like a soft, like a silicone-y, stretchy.
So that it won't break when you drop
it. Right, exactly. It's a little help.
If you want to deep clean these bottles we carry around, you can use household items like mouthwash, baking soda, and denture cleaning tablets in order to clean your water bottles. I don't know what you use.
I use the dishwasher.
Oh.
Yeah, I just put them in there. I don't. But some of them have a really narrow mouth and a large, like sort of the shoulders of the bottle are a little taller. And also sometimes the if you suck through the a tube on the top, it's that little straw that you are like, that seems skunky.
It's got to get rank, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So I just use the one with the cap. But yeah, I can imagine that people are like, that's sort of cool. The denture cleaners, right? Don't you just put it in a glass of water. Like I've seen the ad, you put your teeth in there and then you put
the pellets in it.
Right.
Yeah, I have no real life experience with dentures and hope never to.
Knock wood.
But
be nice
seems
to have
like
your own teeth.
An easy purchase.
Yeah.
I'm sure they sell them at the Walgreens.
Effordent.
Right. A new survey asked men and women to rank the most common noises you can make during sex and what they like and what they dislike.
Oh, rank the like the grunt, the moan.
The grunt.
I don't know what.
Well, yeah,
are
you do.
Making?
It sounds like you do. So silence was the worst thing you could do.
Oh, while just being totally
silent is the worst possible thing that you can do while having sex with someone. And I agree.
Are the ooh and the ah separately ranked?
Squeaking is on the list down low as well. Swearing down low.
Oh, down low. Oh.
You like the swear? What'd you just say?
Nothing.
I think that's effective. Yeah. I disagree with them as you just said that. I realized,
right.
A, I can read lips. Look at me go.
That's an easy word to read.
Yeah. But, and B, yep, that would be something I would want someone to say.
Yeah.
Sure.
Me.
I get it. That's good.
That's funny.
Screaming comes in at number 4. Now we're getting to the good stuff.
Well, listen, if someone's just screaming randomly, that's annoying. But sometimes if someone makes you scream, like that's, you know, you're like, wow, look what I made that person do. Woohoo!
If it's real.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally.
Agreed.
Okay. Well, then, but if you go into that and then you find yourself locked in, like, well, like, how do I stop this now?
I guess I scream now.
That's probably.
Because if you're a screamer, someone will be like, am I doing something wrong? No, I just decided to not do the screaming anymore.
Right. Right. I can't keep that act up anymore.
AC/DC have a song called Squealer.
We've been doing this now after 6 months.
Right. Boy, I'm just tired of screaming.
Right.
It's not that great.
You'll know when it is. I'll scream.
Heavy breathing comes in at number 3. People like it. Talking.
What's heavy the breathing. Title of the whole thing?
This is the best and worst noises to make during sex.
Okay.
So silence is at the bottom of the list. Heavy breathing comes in as a positive. Mm-hmm. Talking dirty comes in at. What are you nodding about?
I'm telling Bryn to play Squealer from AC/DC.
Oh. No. I like AC/DC. I'm not going to say no.
So heavy breathing is number 3.
Heavy breathing is a positive. Talking dirty and moaning comes in at number 1 on the list of best noises you can make. Like that.
Oh.
And nowhere on here is gurgling.
I'm not gurgling. I'm moaning. This is me moaning.
But you know the one.
You're just messing with it now.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Ben.
Kellogg's picked the name Pop-Tarts because Andy Warhol's pop art movement was huge when they introduced the product in the 60s.
Oh, Pop-Tart. Pop-Tart. Got it. That's great.
Napoleon, you know.
Sure.
Napoleon was just under 5'7", which was above average height in France at the time.
Why is he always called such a shorty?
I don't know. Huh. They call it a Napoleon complex.
They do. The little man complex.
Oh, by the way, this next story says that the G-spot is just a myth. A study has been conducted, and it does not exist.
A study by a man?
Oh, do you know? Do you have? Do you know where yours is?
I think I only hit it once.
So you, but you can in fact say you've experienced that.
Yeah.
Have you?
No. I have long thought, well, that's made up.
I did too until.
I felt around. I just, you know, I tried to find it.
But only once. If it was, okay, but if it's this thing that is so incredible, why wouldn't you never stop trying to find it?
I don't know.
Who found it?
I did.
Good question.
By yourself?
Yeah.
You did?
Okay, I'll try to find it this weekend.
I would.
Well, you've long heard that it's like a hook up.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, but that's sort of the back of the bladder.
That is such a girl response. A guy would go, well, I'm going straight home and finding that right now.
So I think that's what they're referring to is that.
Well, you know, I think it took a little time.
Well, so what?
And I did something different.
I don't feel
different.
So good.
I don't have all day.
I got to go home, everyone.
Let me rush right home.
Yeah,
I don't have all day.
Think.
I'm just, it's getting exhausting.
Okay, remind me next week. Oh, well, remind me before
I
the
can
weekend.
Print this out for you, too. There's a little diagram exactly where
to find it.
Well, yeah. Don't you remember we found that video about how to find it? I went home and tried that, and I couldn't. I was happy to keep trying.
See that?
And ultimately, I was told, just do the normal stuff.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
It's fine. And I was like, all right. I mean, I'll keep looking if you want.
That's a nice picture.
That is a nice graphic. Is, right? Our text number is, I'm out of time. I'll do text on the other side of this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.